As we enter into the Word of God today, we first hear in the book of Samuel about David being anointed king of Israel, and it's not unlike what has happened to each and every one of us in our baptisms. We are anointed priests, prophets, kings and queens, heirs of heaven. And then in the song, we have Jesus as proclaimed our shepherd. So it invites us to truly trust him and to hear the call to be close to him. And then in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we hear the exhortation, "Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." It's really a statement of faith, and a statement of hope, and a statement of the love of God in our lives. So it's within that context that we enter into the Gospel today of St. John, and it was preserved for us, thank God, in this reading in terms of the healing of the blind man. And it's really almost an expression of a journey of faith that happens, and it's not unlike what happens to us. The blind man first meets Jesus really as a man, and in that moment he still pleads for help, and it's not unlike in this moment for us with the coronavirus and what's taking place in the world and our society. We meet Jesus there. We meet him in our need. We meet him in our concern. We meet him even in our fear. And in that moment, Jesus reaches out to him. He makes clay and he places it on the eyes of the blind man, who then goes to the pool of Siloam, which really means sent, and he's healed. Thus, the journey, the call to faith for him continues. And he begins to be questioned by people. Well, you know, what happened? How did you get healed? And who did it? Eventually, the man who was born blind makes an initial profession of faith. He says, "Jesus is a prophet." So that becomes the first question really for us. In the midst of all this that's going on, who is Jesus Christ for us? And how do we respond to him? And do we respond as a people of faith, of hoping him? For he has won the victory. He's already won the victory. And do we respond also in a spirit love? But the journey of faith for the blind man is not over yet, because once the Pharisees have kicked him out of the temple, where does he go? He goes back to Jesus. So that moment of almost desperation and faith, he ends up right in front of Jesus again. And he then responds as Jesus asks him, the question is very much, "Do you believe?" And Jesus says to him, "You have seen him, the one speaking to you, with you, is he the Messiah, the Savior?" And the man responds, "I do believe." And he knelt down and worshiped him. So that really does become the question for us as we encounter Jesus Christ, especially in this kind of a moment of deep concern and deep fear, if you will. What's our response? So I'd like to encourage our families and our individuals really develop a regimen of prayer during this time. Both if you're single, you are a prayer warrior. So in your home, pray for the world. Pray the rosary. Pray the divine mercy. Have a regimen of prayer that you do each day. You can pray the liturgy of the hours with all the priests and religious throughout the world through the iRead or Laudate online. Each of those moments as a family, to pray as a family, to pray your rosary as a family, to pray the divine mercy as a family, all of that is really us being called into faith in this very challenging time, this very difficult time. And just as the blind man met Jesus first as a man, then as a prophet, then as Messiah and Savior, so we too, in our journey of faith, meet him in the same way. Let's pray that we as a people may have the grace to trust God in the midst of all what's going on, and to trust that Jesus truly has won the victory. No matter what happens, Jesus has won the victory. He's risen from the dead, and that's the promise for each and every one of us. Let's pray for that grace of faith, hope, and love in Christ in this Eucharist.